USA Radio News.
The number of people missing in California's wildfires soared to over 600, and the death toll has risen now to 66. Hundreds of people in Northern California are living in tents in a Walmart parking lot. Now, they've been told that they're going to have to move by the weekend, and President Trump is expected to visit the area on Saturday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey joined Fox News to talk about the recovery efforts.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished in fire.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations in a major lawsuit over press access. In response to the ruling, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders called for decorum at the White House and said there might be some new rules and procedures during press conferences. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Still no winner in the Florida Senate race. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
The Senate race in Florida? Still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Now, under Florida state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount.
That manual recount does have to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern time. The Justice Department is preparing to prosecute WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and is increasingly confident he could face a trial in a U.S. court. And North Korea has tested an ultra-modern tactical weapon under the observation of Kim Jong-un. That's at least according to what the state media over there reported on Friday. North Korea also said they would be deporting an American citizen detained for illegal entrance into the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done. And I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
One of America's most recognized characters is celebrating a birthday. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Disney's mascot celebrating 90 years on screen.
What are you planning?
And to mark the Mickey Mouse milestone, the Walt Disney Company is airing a two-hour television special this Sunday to honor the legendary character who first appeared during a short film, Steamboat Willie, back in 1928. A long list of celebrities will pay tribute during that special, which will air on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1959 when the musical The Sound of Music opens on Broadway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.